President just signed an executive order making some news here when it comes to pharmaceutical ads.
The president just signed an executive order that's an historic change in the way that pharmaceutical advertising is done on television. And the order basically reinstates or gives us now the opportunity to reinstate the 1997 rules. Prior to 1997, pharmaceutical advertisers were required to put all the side effects on their ads. Many of them didn't advertise because it lengthened because of what it did to the length of the advertising. And that the removal of that requirement in 1997, FDA changed the rule to allow them to report the side effects on a website or on a telephone. And they only had to report a few of them on television. And that triggered a proliferation of these ads. There's only two countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising by pharmaceutical companies on television. We're one of those countries. New Zealand is the other. It's had a disastrous impact on human health, on people's relationships with their doctors, and really on the entire gestalt where Americans are led to believe that there's a pill for every ill. And that you don't have to exercise, you don't have to pay attention to your diet. Whatever goes wrong with you, you can fix with a drug.
So how much does this change the dynamic for pharmaceutical companies that have been advertising on all kinds of channels and even online? They're going to have to do a lot more specifically?
They're going to have to report all their side effects. In some cases, that might create an advertisement that's 4 minutes long. Back prior to 1997, advertising in magazines had page after page after side effects reported. And so we don't know exactly what it will do, but we know it's going to be better for health of Americans.